Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast, delivered to you by Shopwerks Workforce Solutions. The podcast that explores everything you need to know about workforce management, the technologies involved, strategies and processes, the trends and the solutions.
Hi everyone, I'm Ian Hogg, CEO and co-founder of the Shopwerks, and welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast. My guest today is Edward Hogg, Managing Director of our sister company, Solve by AI. In this episode, I want to discuss auto-scheduling. Specifically, we want to talk about using artificial intelligence and what factors does the AI take into account when auto-scheduling a rota. How do we build a rota that works for both the employer and the employees? Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Why don't we start with a bit of an overview? You know, what is the difference between AI and workforce management in this scenario? Where does the, what data gets moved across? How does it work?
Yeah, cool. So defining auto-scheduling to start with, auto-scheduling is the act of planning a rota using an algorithm or an AI to be as optimal as possible when you take into account a large number of factors such as demand, the contracted hours of employees, working time directive compliance rules, and that differs from a workforce management tool because in the workforce management tool you would do it manually, you would drag and drop your shifts. Where an AI will do it all for you, taking out the requirement for a manager to do that and ensuring fairness.
Okay, so is the let's explain this for the listeners. So is the AI part of the workforce management? It's separate?
So they're separate. So you would have your workforce management would contain all of your business logic, all of your pay rules, all of your contracted rules for your staff members, and then your AI is an optimization engine. It is a is a tool which is very capable of solving that problem, and it takes information in, processes it, solves the problem, and then sends it back. And then the workforce management platform, you would have all of your existing other tasks after that, like clocking in and out, making sure that people get paid right.
Okay, so where does this AI, so it's sitting, I presume, in the cloud somewhere. Where does it get the data from? Where does it put it? What does it do with it?
So it takes it from the workforce management platform. There's a really good reason for that, is that in a workforce management platform, you've got all of the existing processes that are already there. Staff members are already booking holiday on that kind of platform. They're already, payrolls are being updated to make sure that they're accurate. You've got accurate lunch break rules. And so what it does is it takes a payload from the workforce management platform, sends it to the cloud, to the AI. The AI then processes that and splits it out and makes sure it can understand the business logic that's been passed to it, optimize the rota, and then sends it back.
Does it? So if I've got like 10 shops with 10 rotas, does it do it all 10 at once? Does it do it one at a time? How does that work?
So it does it. It does it one at a time. You have to make sure you've got the right number of staff in each shop, in each role. Right person, right place, right time is a key part of it. In order to do that, you need to look at on a local level. It does take into account global factors, but really, it's focusing on a local level.
So it's like specific for that shop,
yes,
okay, or that department or whatever it is.
Yes.
Okay. So how does it? You know, I think one of the problems with auto-scheduling has been in the past is a lot of the rotas don't actually get used, do they? You know, historical data suggests that older pre-AI stuff, you know, tends to have a sort of 50% manual override rate. So one, is AI better? Like, does it have a lower manual override rate? And two, what does it take into account? How does it do it better? How does it make sure that the staff are happy to work those rotas?
So it is better because it takes more factors into account. So it's got less difference between what the AI is using to make a decision and what the manager was using to make a decision previously. So we're taking into account factors such as employee preference of when they like to work, take into account stuff like when they actually can work. So a lot of in hourly paid jobs, you've got travel issues and those kind of things. So we take that into account. Takes into account the working time directive, but it also takes into account union rules or local rules or business rules, local agreements. Takes into account fixed shifts, so both shift patterns, and then this person has always worked 9 to 5 on a Wednesday and then been flexible for the other 4 shifts. So you make sure that they're always working that shift. And then it takes into account a large number of other more complex factors, such as demand per role per half hour, such as the amount of skill somebody has in a certain role, the tasks that they can perform within that role. You might have somebody who is the same level of skill set but isn't health or safety trained, and you might need a health and safety person, a key holder for a shop. So those are all the kind of factors you take into account.
Okay, that sounds pretty complex. Is it? I mean,
Yeah. So there are close to an infinite number of variables that are possible with a rotor when you throw them all together, which is why you need an AI to solve it optimally. There are millions, billions of permutations of a rotor that are all compliant and meet some of the requirements. So in order to make sure you've got the right shifts in the right place at the right time and that it's optimal, you really need an artificial intelligence solution to search that space in an intelligent way rather than some of the other brute force approaches.
Okay, and if I'm a manager that's been, you know, working in the store for 20 years and I know all my people and all my staff and all the rules, and I intrinsically know all of those factors of when people want to work and when they don't, can the AI do a better job than I can?
Well, I think one of the factors that you need to take into account is fairness. Humans have bias. With an AI, you can remove that by making sure that bias, equality to staff members is an important factor that we take into account. So making sure that overtime is spread equally, that people's body clocks aren't being disrupted in 24-hour businesses, that late shifts are being evenly distributed, that unsocial evening shifts, weekend shifts are being fairly allocated. It's a big factor with staff leaving, and you want to make sure that those staff are fairly treated. And so the AI can do that better than a human because it has no bias. It has no understanding of this person's been here for 30 years and I really like them, and this person's been here for 30 years and I don't get on with them. It just makes a decision based off of what skills are available in the data.
Okay. So can it build an optimal rotor, or can it build the perfect rotor, I suppose, is the better question.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. There is not really any such thing as a perfect rotor. There is only the optimal rotor. It changes based off of what your preferences are. It might change store to store based off of needing certain people in certain places, the skill sets, what people have worked over the last couple of weeks, taking that into account, making sure that the right people are working at the right time is relatively easy as a concept, but quite complex as a thing to find the optimal option. And so the AI can find the optimal one every time, and it does that whether that's 3 members of staff or 300 members of staff on a rotor.
Yeah, and it does it for every store uniquely as well, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Ed, thank you very much for that. I think we're short and sweet today. I think you've written a blog article on this, which I think we put the links in the show notes to, which I think goes through all of the detail, much more granular level. So thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for having me.